I've ever heard.
Wow! Just listen to those laughs! Would you like to make people laugh like that? Wouldn't it be great to be the funniest kid on your block? You can be by calling 555-JOKE for the most hilarious jokes you've ever heard!
That's for me.
I dial 555-JOKE and I'm the life of the party.
Jokes that are guaranteed to make your family and friends roll in the aisle. So call 555-JOKE.
Where's Joke?
That's 555-5653. 555-5653. Only 95 cents a minute. And remember, get your parents' permission.
Dr. Huxtable, are you ready to roll in the aisle?
Pardon me?
Can I have your permission to tell you a joke?
Oh, yes, sure. Yeah. Okay, hit it. Was that the joke?
Got it. Got it.
Okay, hit it. Let's hear it.
Okay. A man walks into a restaurant with a pigeon on his head, and the waiter says, "What do you feed that thing?"
And?
Get it?
Get it?
Yes.
You're supposed to tell a whole joke. All you told me was the beginning.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm ready.
Okay, I got laugh lines all over my face, ready to explode.
Okay, two men are playing golf.
Good.
Two men are playing golf.
Right.
One man says to the other, "It doesn't work unless you know how to putt." It doesn't work unless you know how to putt.
Yeah, it doesn't work unless you know how to putt.
Why aren't you laughing?
You can't just give somebody a punchline. You gotta have some part to the story. You gotta tell a story and then you tell the punchline. That's what makes the person laugh.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm calling 555-JOKE.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to use the phone.
But you gave me permission.
I gave you permission to tell me a joke. I didn't give you permission to use the phone. Do you know how much money it costs?
Yes. The man on TV said 95 cents a minute.
You had the phone laying there all that time?
Yes.
That was about $5 of my money you spent. $5, and you didn't even make me laugh.
Well, it wasn't my fault you didn't get it.
Vanessa, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Susan, you were so right. My parents bought it completely. Once I told them we're spending the night at Susan's house, they didn't even ask me where the concert was.
You know, the same thing happened to me. I told my parents that after the concert, we were going to stay at Susan's house. They just assumed that the concert was in New York City. They have no idea that we are going to Baltimore.
Oh, great plan, Susan.
This was the perfect weekend for my parents to go away. See, my grandma sleeps in the guest room, and she goes to bed at 9:30. So as long as we're in before 6 a.m. when she wakes up,
we're fine.
Oh, I can't believe that we are seeing the wretched live on stage. Oh. You know, I hear the lead singer, Frankie X, wipes sweat from his body and flings it into the audience.
Oh.
If only we could have gotten front row seats.
Oh.
Hey, you know, we gotta go. We have a four-hour drive.
All right.
something I want to say to you.
Whatever you do, be cool. Don't blow this.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you girls staying at Susan's house?
Right.
All right, Susan, a month ago, your mother loaned me this book, and I finished reading it. I really liked it. Would you tell her that? And tell her I'm going to call her, too.
Okay. But I wouldn't call her this weekend. See, things are kind of crazy around the house. Monday would be much better.
All right. What time are you coming home?
We're probably going to sleep late, so I'll be home sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Have a nice time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Come on, let's get out of here before someone else wants to say goodbye. Wretched, here we come. Yes. Do what you want. Take all you can. Take all yourself and take all you can. Incredible donut shop you've ever been in.
Yeah. It looks just like Whistler's Donuts in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, but the donuts are going to taste better here because we're 120 miles away from home and we're eating them as free women.
All right, Kara, I have to know, how did you get your brother to lend us his car?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually get him to lend it to me. See, he goes away to college and he leaves it at home. And he asked me to start it for him every so often, so I started it. I didn't tell him what I was going to do with it once it was ready.
Kara, can I borrow the keys to the car? I have to freshen my makeup.
Oh.
Jay, we are in a donut shop. You don't have to look that good.
Can I have the keys, please?
The keys.
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
Take the keys.
You never know.
My wife is here. Who knows, okay?
When we first started this trip, I was a little worried, but this feels incredible. Being on my own, doing what I want to do. I mean, this is going to be the most incredible night of our lives.
A night that will last until sunup.
Sunup! Where did we park the car?
Where did we park the car? Were you not with us just 2 minutes ago when we all parked the car together and walked in together? It's against the wall by the brown van.
I saw the brown van and I saw the wall, but there's no car there. Yeah. Are you sure? No car.
I am in so much trouble. I'd rather die. I can hear my parents now.
Why didn't you think?
I feel awful.
My makeup was in that car.
You're whining about your makeup? My brother's car is gone.
I don't believe you. Your brother's car is insured. Nobody's gonna give me money to buy back my makeup.
I gotta call the police.
No, Kara. No. You cannot call the police.
Why not?
Because if you call the police, our parents are going to find out that we reported a car stolen from Wilmington, Delaware. They're going to find out that we were here.
She's right. Don't call the police.
What am I supposed to do?
Wait a minute. A car can get stolen anywhere. When we get back to New York, we'll call the police and tell them it was taken out of your garage at home. And if they find it down here, they'll think this is where the thief left it. Come on, Kara.
I don't know.
Kara? Kara, we do not have room for doubters right now. Don't let your emotions get in the way. We can take care of this when we get back to New York.
Yeah. When we get back to New York, I'm reporting the car stolen.
Fine.
Kara, listen. Cars come and cars go. But honey, that wretched concert's in Baltimore. What do you say?
You guys are unbelievable. All the rules, rules out the rules.
You didn't put it in the pot, you put it right on top of the pepper there. They're jumping on the pepper. Hey, how you doing?
Want to hear a joke?
Now, look, I told you not to use the phone, and you're wasting my money.
I didn't waste your money. I made a joke of myself.
Oh, well, then that's comedy. All right, fine.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
A horse and a pig.
Horse and a pig. That's a good setup. You got the setup going, yeah.
The horse jumped over the pig.
There you go.
and landed on his tail, and the pig said, Did you do that for me?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now for my next joke.
No, I don't want to hear any more jokes. No, I would laugh so hard, I would
a
just...
A pig and a cow.
Pig and a cow.
The pig jumped over the cow, and the cow said, you wouldn't do that if it was summer. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. For my next joke...
No more next joke. Because these jokes are not funny. I don't understand them. And you're just telling things and taking bows. Now, that's it.
Good night. You've been a beautiful audience.
Thank you. Now, that's comedy. Knowing when to get off.
What is this?
The fire. It's a block from Susan's house.
See, that's her house right there.
That's where Vanessa is. They said something about toxic fumes. I'm gonna call over there.
One firefighter told me that if the wind shifts, the blaze could spread to these homes just behind me.
What if Vanessa's in there?
Shh.
With me now is Mrs. Beatrice Whitman, who lives right here at 32 Wedgwood Avenue.
Hey, that's Susan's grandmother.
Mrs. Whitman, you live here with your daughter and son-in-law, don't you?
Yes, but they went away for the weekend.
Now, Vanessa didn't say anything about Susan's parents going away for the weekend.
So fortunately, the house is empty now.
Yes. My granddaughter and her friends were supposed to come over, but the firemen checked the house and said nobody was in there.
Oh. That's the story from here. Only property damage, no lives lost.
But now, Vanessa said that she and the girls are going to stay at Susan's house until the concert.
Why don't you call some of the other parents to see if they're over there?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And even if they haven't heard from them, we could always find out where the wretched concert is in the city, and we could go there and meet them.
Wretched, Mom, did you say they're wretched?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're not playing in New York. They're not allowed to play here. Last time they played here, they caused so much trouble, no one will book them.
Oh, look, there's Frankie X on the TV right now! He's from the Wretched.
In other entertainment news, lead singer Frankie X said at a news conference today that he wanted to thank the citizens of Baltimore for letting the Wretched play there tonight. He promised to try.
Did he say that the Wretched are in Baltimore tonight?
That's what he said.
Vanessa went all the way to Baltimore. Wow.
I am so glad you convinced me to come to this concert rather than staying in Wilmington and filling out that stupid police report.
Girl, we're going to be a part of music history.
Excuse me, are you girls all together?
Yeah.
You need help finding your seats?
Yeah. We're seated in Section A, but we don't know where it is because we've never been here before.
Really? You from out of town?
Yeah. New York.
New York? Mm. Oh, you must really love the Wretched.
Oh. Yes.
Hey, I got to let you in on something. I'm going to take care of you. See, I'm with the band. You give me those tickets, and I'll take you in through the special entrance.
Wow. Is it the same special entrance the Wretched used?
The very one. I'll get you some backstage passes.
Oh, okay.
Here, come on, give me the tickets.
There you go. So what?
These are righteous seats. Oh. Here, come on, follow me.
Okay. Yes. Some guy came up to us and said he was with the Wretches, and he told us he chose to our seat. Then he took our tickets and ran off.
Was he wearing an ID tag like this one?
No.
They've been trying to catch up with that guy for months. See, he goes up to people who look like, you know, they don't know any better. No offense. And he gets their tickets, runs off, and he sells them. It's wild, man.
Wait a minute. You're saying our tickets are gone?
Probably.
It's all over, girls. Look, this wasn't meant to be. I say we just take a bus and go home.
Yeah. Look, Danny, you're the treasurer. How much money do we have left?
Thank you, Lula. Yes. If you hear any more, please call me. Bye. Cliff, I don't know if you're ready for this. That was Kara's mother. She just received a call from the police department of Wilmington, Delaware. It seems that Kara's brother's car was found on the side of the road completely stripped. When they apprehended the thief, he confessed to having stolen the car from the parking lot of a local donut shop. So the police went to the donut shop, and they spoke to the woman behind the counter, who gave them a description of four girls that fits the description of our four girls, and said that they asked her, how do we catch the bus to Baltimore? They don't even bother to call and report that the car has been stolen. No, they get on a bus and go to Baltimore to be with the wretched and have big fun. I say we should get ourselves together and go over to Susan's house and meet Vanessa, because you know they're going back there.
I want you to do me a favor. From where my heels are to where I land, I want you to mark how far I jumped.
All right, stay right there. Okay, that's about 8 feet.
8 feet? Add another 3 to that. Because when we see Vanessa, that's how far away from her I will have to be.
You bring yourself in this house right now. And if you think that 30-minute ride home was something, believe me, we've only just begun. Lying on the floor of some burning building, dying of asphyxia, and you're down in Baltimore having big fun. Weren't you, Vanessa? Isn't that where you were? Didn't you go down there to Baltimore and have big fun, Vanessa? Tell me, didn't you go for big fun?
Mom?
Shut up! Don't you dare open your mouth when I'm asking you a question. Rudy, go to bed. I only hope that you can have the same experience, Vanessa. I hope that one day you come to realize exactly how it feels to think that your child's life is in danger. You have taken us from levels of frenzy, panic, distress, and now that we know you're okay, rage. That's where we are right now, Vanessa. We are in rage because we know that you have been to Baltimore, Maryland, with the wretched to have big fun. Big fun. Isn't that what you had, Vanessa? Didn't you have big fun? Well, let's see now. You had donuts. Had donuts in Wilmington, Delaware. Cliff, tell me, have you ever been to Wilmington for donuts?
Not on the weekend.
There she is, sitting up in the local donut shop in Wilmington, Delaware, sipping hot chocolate and eating crumbs, and the car gets stolen. Now, a normal individual with half a gnat's brain would have said, I'm going home now. But you, oh, no, not you. You and your three friends put yourselves on a bus and go joyride off to Baltimore, all the way to Baltimore.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking.
You got that right.
Did you really think that the four of you could go off careening into the night and not one single parent would find out about it? Did you really think that, Vanessa? Shut up! Because I know what was going on. You were off being wild and free with the wretched and singing the wretched song. Now, I know you told me about it in the car, Vanessa, but just for the record, one more time, how did it come to pass that you did not get into the concert with the wretched and the big fun? You better answer me when I ask you a question, girl.
Gave our tickets
to a man who said he was with the band. And he wasn't, and he stole them. Someone stole Janet's wallet. We ran away, and we bumped into this guy, Freddie Scurry, a friend of Janet's brother, and he gave us bus fare.
You were lucky to have found someone to look at your little sorry selves and take pity on you.
Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. Can I please just have my punishment?
Vanessa, please. Your father and I have been through much too much this evening to be sitting up here thinking about a punishment for you right now.
But I'd like my punishment before I go to bed.
Do yourself a favor and go to bed. Okay? And do me another favor, please. If you're thinking about running away from home, please don't take my car.
And there's just one more thing, Vanessa, I have to say to you. You have proved to us that you cannot be trusted. It's going to be a very long time before we even think of trusting you again.
I said I was sorry. This is not going to happen again.
All I know, you are lying right now. Go to bed! We're going to have to do something about this child's honesty, Cliff. Now, how are we going to get Vanessa to be honest about something she wants to do when she knows darn good and well we do not want her to do it? And I say that tonight, before we put head to pillow to rest in this house, you and I are going to figure this one out.
All right, Roy, you get the pad and the pencil and bring them on into the chuck wagon, and I'll fix some coffee and some beans and a side of pork, and we'll see what we can do about catching all the desperadoes.
In front of a studio audience.